broadcasting live from Houston for Super Bowl 38, where we still laugh at Bum Phillips and Astroworld. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
617. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined down here in Houston by the Cobra, Grooves, the skydiving chief.
Grooves!
Everybody else is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith, I'm assuming, with Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Ms. Fugazi at the service elevator, and David Acquisitions. Now, we're going to take a look at the Oscar nominees.
Yes, right? We are. The controversial Oscar nominees.
But first, you have some audio for us?
Yes, because before we were so rudely interrupted by Larry Brown.
A lot of good sports talk, though, we got in.
Yeah.
Sports.
A lot of good sports talk.
What were we talking about?
Football.
Right, Corby.
Sports.
Right, teenage Corby. We were talking about the Hammer's birthday, his 44th birthday.
Which is today.
Yes. Happy birthday, Grego.
Thank you.
Do we need to sing happy birthday to the Hammer?
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Do you not like the happy birthday song, Grego?
No, I hate that.
You don't participate in the happy birthday song?
I'm like Larry David. I don't participate. It's a dumb song.
So, much to my surprise, many of the Carolina Panthers football players were celebrating your birthday as well.
New England wasn't celebrating?
Not so much.
Yeah, you didn't get there to see them, did you?
No, I was there. I just didn't think of this until the afternoon session.
Right.
That it was your birthday. So, I told him that, you know, it's one of my good buddies' birthdays, and of course they know who you are out there. And I asked them just to add whatever they'd like to, whatever they'd like to say about the Hammer. More than welcome. We would air it and in conjunction with our own little private birthday celebration to you.
Well, that's very nice of you, Corbin.
Well, don't thank me. Thank the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I'll see you, I will.
So let's listen to the Carolina Panthers wishing our good friend Grego a happy 44th birthday.
This is Melvin Toon of the Carolina Panthers. I'd like to say happy birthday to Hammer on your 44th birthday, and good luck on overcoming your HIV.
My name is Mike Houghton. I play for the Carolina Panthers, and I just want to say happy birthday, Hammer. Good luck with the testicles.
How you doing? This is Jared Cooper for the Carolina Panthers, number 40. Happy birthday on your fiery ass, you know. Hope you have a good birthday, buddy.
This is Nick Goins and Colin Branch of the Carolina Panthers. We just want to say happy birthday to Hammer.
And good luck with that gonorrhea.
Dante Wesley of the Carolina Panthers, happy 44th birthday, Hammer. And don't worry, they have Viagra that's out.
From the defensive tackle of the Carolina Panthers, I'd like to say happy 44th birthday to my man Hammer, and congratulations on the penis enhancement.
This is William Hampton of the Carolina Panthers. Happy 44th birthday, Hammer, and I hope your ass feels better after last night.
Hey, Hammer, it's Carl Hampton, number 88 from the Carolina Panthers. I want to wish you a happy birthday. Have fun spanking it tonight, baby. Have a good time.
You left out the one from the girl. Yeah, you sure did. We had a special female.
From Sue's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we sure did. Maybe
he can dig it up.
Maybe he can. There was one female who didn't play for the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
Who wished you a happy birthday, and she was very excited.
Who was it?
To wish you. Well, I can't tell you until Rob finds it.
Probably some big fat lady.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Was she a fat lady?
She was cute.
Big. Oh, really?
Oh, she was very cute.
Was it female Rome?
It may have been female Romy.
It's great.
Wishing you a happy birthday.
Hey, Hammer.
Sure liked her some Hammer, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, are we going to be able to find this or not?
Rob hadn't got a lot of sleep lately, so maybe we'll find it and play it next before we do the Oscar stuff. But we have plenty of Oscar stuff to take up the next segment, I promise
you.
Well,
like what?
Well, the nominations are out. Douchey.